The Nigerian military continues to battle Boko Haram for control of towns and territory in the turbulent northeast of that country, and fearful residents are leaving or being driven out of town. More than 200 schoolgirls who have been abducted by the group in April are still missing. Hundreds of thousands of civilians have been displaced by the deadly insurgency, ending up in camps around Yola, a city that is still under emergency rule. Concerned that Yola may too be attacked, others are again on the move, as NPR's Ophelia Quist Arkton has been finding out.
A large, open-top truck parked at a gas station on the outskirts of Yola is already packed full of children and women, like cattle. More people, buckets, bundles, and spare tires are being hoisted onto the back of the truck amid much chatter and palpable panic. Reverend Ishaya Sunu seems to be in charge, collecting money for the fares to Jos, 320 miles away in Nigeria's middle belt, dubbed the gateway to the north.
These people from Mubi and Madagali, Boko Haram attack everybody there. They are killing people, and from here now, we are going to Jos.
Late last month, suspected Boko Haram insurgents seized the commercial border town of Mubi in arid northeastern Nigeria's Adamawa state after clashes with the army. Reverend Sunu and the dozens of men, women and children climbing on board the truck were chased out of Mubi and nearby towns. Mubi has since changed hands again, and the military says it's now in control of the town. The displaced found refuge here in Yola, the state capital, says Sunu. So, why are they leaving?
We come to Yola, and Yola is not good. Yola is not safe. Yola is not safe because we are hearing rumors. Boko Haram, they are prepared to come to Yola.
Clutching her baby girl in her arms and poised to flee again, Liatu Joshua just wants out of Yola. In a mixture of English and the local Hausa language, she tells me,
We are scared of this fighting, Boko Haram.
Liatu Joshua says, we're scared of this fighting and Boko Haram. Yes, we're leaving Yola, but we don't know what will happen where we're going. I put their security concerns and fears about violence reaching Yola to the Adamawa State Governor's spokesman, Phineas Pwanoma Elisha, at his office in the city.
There is no two-way traffic about that. It is worrisome. The number of displaced people in Yola, the swelling population of fleeing people in Yola.
Elisha says the military will not divulge its security plans. Sort of assurances from the governor's spokesman aren't enough to dampen the fears of Liatu Joshua, Reverend Sunu, and others as they scramble to secure a standing-only place on the truck heading out of town to Jos.
We want to go to Jos. We are afraid.
You're afraid?
Yes, we are afraid. We are going to Jos camp.
Many Nigerians accuse the army and the government of failing to counter Boko Haram and end the insurgency. One of the nation's most revered traditional and Muslim leaders, the Emir of Kano, this week called on residents in the north to arm and defend themselves. Mohammed Sanusi II says they should not rely on the military or fear the militants.
In fact, some soldiers throw away their guns and flee, and these terrorists slaughter our boys and abduct our girls, forcing them into slavery. Do not sit idly and think prayers are the only solution. Be prepared and acquire what you need to protect yourselves.
But the desperate people on the truck to Jos in search of a new refuge are not waiting. Ophelia Quist Arkton, NPR News.